meeting of the Arizona State Board of Optometry to order at 5:31. Roll call.
Thank you, Dr. Moffitt. Sammy Hamed. Sammy Hamed. Noted absent. Diva Galan. Diva Galan. Noted absent. Dr. Brown.
Here.
Dr. Carpenter.
Present.
Dr. Cohen.
Present.
Dr. Mastoris. Dr. Mastoris. Noted absent. Dr. Moffitt.
Present.
Ms. Baskin.
Present.
I would like to introduce the board to Ms. Fawn Becker. She's our new licensing administrator. Ms. Becker.
Hi.
Hi, are you present? And Margaret Welcome. Ray, the executive director, is present.
Wonderful. Thank you. Board meeting statement of purpose. A license to practice optometry in this state is a privilege granted by the Arizona legislature through the Optometric Practice Act. In 1907, on behalf of the people of the state, the legislature created the Arizona State Board of Optometry to regulate the practice of the profession of optometry, issue licensure where appropriate, and in general, assure the public that the practice of optometry will be conducted with reasonable skill and safety by persons who meet the curriculum requirements to hold a Doctor of Optometry degree from an accredited optometry school. To enforce the Optometric Practice Act, the board reviews applications for licensure and complaints relative to the conduct of its licensed optometrists and is charged with determining if the provisions of the Optometric Practice Act are met. In addition, the board may promulgate rules and policies in conformity with the stated purpose of the board, and the mission is mandated by law. As of January 1, 2019, all board meetings are digitally recorded with the recordings of the audio available to the public on the board's website under the consumer information link. Agenda item C, declaration of conflicts of interest, if any, for this meeting. Are there any conflicts of interest with today's agenda items? I hear none. Agenda item D, request for waiver of hours or extension of time to complete the continuing education pursuant to AAC R4-21-212. Number one, Roger Grossbard, OD. So it, I'll give a little summary and then Margaret, maybe you, if you have anything you wanna add to that. So Dr. Grossbard is requesting, I believe, an extension. Can we grant an extension, or we just have to waive the hours?
Madam President, members of the board, yes. It's either or, but he is requesting a waiver.
Okay. So he's requesting a waiver on his CE requirement of 3.5 hours. It appears from what he presented to the board, he is no longer seeing patients, but he has been keeping up his license and has been caring for an ailing wife for a good portion of the preceding 2-year period of time. Are there any comments regarding Dr. Grossbard's request from the board members?
Yes, hi, this is Dr. Cohen. I had a question because in his letter, he talked about a program that he went to and found that the 3.5 of the hours were not qualified. Do we have any information on that?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Cohen, Madam Chair, members of the board. It is the responsibility of the licensee to ensure that the courses that they're taking meet the requirement of the rule, which requires that all continuing education courses be either COPE or ACCME approved, board approved, or offered by a local, regional, or national association or current College of Optometry. The majority of the courses that Dr. Grossbard took at that seminar were COPE approved. Unfortunately, there was a handful of courses that were not, and I think I don't know if it was in their marketing or what have you, but he was just unaware. So unfortunately, he couldn't receive credit for those last 3.5 hours that he needed.
This is Dr. Carpenter. So I have the same question. So is it those 3.5 hours that he's short then?
Yes, correct, Dr. Carpenter.
Okay.
And it's not, excuse me, Madam Chair, it's not that we're asking the board to waive them just because they weren't meeting the requirement. Dr. Grossbard did indicate that he was struggling to obtain the CE while caring for his wife, who subsequently passed away last September. So he has been a little bit trying to get his life back together, if you will, or move forward without her. So I think he didn't realize that the courses weren't up to snuff with our requirements and just was unaware. So I think he felt at this point he wanted to ask if the board would grant a waiver for good cause shown.
Yeah, this is Dr. Cohen. I was actually quite moved by his letter. His involvement in it was 53 years, I think it was, in optometry, and the activities he's done in the past help with diagnostics. And I think there's a good faith person who this is not his fault. It's an honest mistake. And I feel very strongly that rather than extend it, that we waive the 3.5 hours.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree. Dr. Brown, I think you were going to make comments a minute ago. Did you have any comments to make?
I don't have any objection to waiving it.
Okay. Would anyone like to make a motion?
Yes, this is Dr. Cohen. I'll make a motion that we waive the 3.5 deficient hours for relicensure.
For Dr. Grossbard.
For Dr. Grossbard.
Yes. And a finding of good cause. This is Mona Baskin. Thank you, Dr. Carpenter. I mean, was that, I'm sorry, Dr. Cohen. Dr. Cohen.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I knew that.
I second. Any further discussion? Okay, so we'll take a vote. Dr. Cohen has moved to waive Dr. Grossbard's 3.5 deficient hours for his relicensure. Dr. Brown, how do you vote?
Aye.
Dr. Carpenter?
Aye.
Dr. Cohen?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Motion passes 4-0. Agenda item D2, Jerry Berger or Dr. Berger. It appears we did not receive his comments towards the board, so we're going to waive this, I believe, at this time. Correct, Margaret?
Madam President, members of the board, we're actually going to withdraw this request from the agenda for consideration. Withdraw request from consideration as Dr. Berger didn't submit anything to date.
Okay.
I was hoping it would come in the mail. He did mail something, but it hasn't come to the board yet.
Okay. All right. So then we'll move on to agenda item E, review discussion and possible action on pending endorsement applications pursuant to ARS 32-1723. Number one, Gordon Dyer, Dr. Dyer. Dr. Dyer had, it looked like, two instances of failure to meet the renewal requirements for his licensure in Nevada. He is applying for licensure by endorsement, and I believe he's currently licensed in New Mexico, correct? Yes.
Yes.
Are there any objections from the board members to issuing him a endorsement license or a license by endorsement?
If you don't mind, I'll just... I have no objection.
Thank you. Dr. Carpenter?
No.
Dr. Cohen?
No objection.
I also have no objections. Would anyone like to make a motion?
This is Dr. Carpenter. I move that we go ahead and grant the endorsement application for Dr. Dyer for his license here in Arizona.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. Any further discussion? Okay. So we've had a motion and a second to accept Dr. Dyer's application for endorsement licensure. Dr. Brown, how do you vote?
Aye.
Dr. Carpenter?
Aye.
Dr. Cohen?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Motion passes 4-0. And then number two, or agenda item E2, Vivian Fountain, Dr. Fountain. It looks like Dr. Fountain is applying for licensure by endorsement and has a previous disciplinary action against her from the state of Mississippi. I was going to ask about this, Margaret. Could we get a statement from the Mississippi board regarding this disciplinary action? We have her explanation of it, but we didn't have any explanation from the board or information from the board.
Madam President, members of the board, yes, we can do that. We should have the license verification. Excuse me while I pull that up real quick. Unless you wanted like some kind of other verification letter regarding that issue.
I just thought it might be appropriate if we had an explanation from the board that just verified what the cause for disciplinary action was.
Okay, bear with me a moment, please. Let me just pull up what we have.
Mm.
Yeah, we just have our standard license verification. So I certainly can request a letter of explanation regarding the action. Is that what the board is wishing?
Just my opinion, and I'll open this up to the board for further discussion. But my opinion was that her explanation was a little stilted and a little bit hard to follow. And I thought that it might be nice if we had something from the state that just verified what she was presenting to the board. Those were my thoughts. I'll open it up to other comments from other board members.
This is Dr. Brown. I've got a question.
Go ahead, Dr. Brown.
My question is, do we have indication that the board took action? She only speaks of a lawsuit. Would there be a board record as well?
Madam President, members of the board, Dr. Brown, it's possible that there isn't, especially in malpractice claims. 9.5 times out of 10, that does not come before the board first. The person usually just files the complaint. So it's possible that the Mississippi board doesn't have any record.
For my part, again, I'll just say she answered yes to a disciplinary action in front of the board. And so I was looking for verification that indeed her explanation matched what the board says. If there's no disciplinary action, then I think this issue goes away. But
yes, this is Dr. Cohn. I have a question that is there any sense of urgency in this? If we wait for that, then would this be tabled till, is it possible to get it by the meeting in a couple of weeks? What's the procedure?
Madam President, members of the board, Dr. Cohen, it's always urgent to the applicant, but we are within our time frame still. So we can certainly request that. You know, we're only about 10 days out probably from the next meeting. So I think that would be appropriate. Everything's electronic. They can certainly email it to us. I don't think that would be a problem.
Thank you.
Dr. Carpenter, any comments?
Just a question in this case, is there any way, if there really was not a formal disciplinary hearing or nothing, no action was taken by the state board, is there a way we could approve it today contingent on finding that there was no action taken so that she doesn't need to wait? Or would we need to just reconvene? Either way.
Members of the board, Dr. Carpenter, it's not a best practice to do that. It's really not within the board's purview. The board either needs to approve it or deny it outright. We don't really have any contingency per se in our law. I think it would be appropriate to either approve it as is submitted today, or if you do want staff to get that information, we certainly can review it in a couple of weeks.
Okay. And it looks like this incident happened 15 years ago. Approximately. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I just don't know in these endorsement applications how often, you know, how these are often handled. I agree. It would be nice to know the state board's point of view and what action was taken and what she had to do to be reinstated. But I just didn't know if that was standard practice or what.
Madam President, members of the board, Dr. Carpenter, it's really up to the board. You know, the board is charged with determining whether or not an applicant is competent, meets the requirements of the rule and of the law, and if they're safe to practice, and if they'll be successful in their practice here in Arizona. The board certainly doesn't want to continue to see the same licensee before the board. So if it was something that the board was, you know, worried about, then they should do their due diligence on the front end. It's always easier, if you will, to get the information and then approve a license than to approve it and have to continually, you know, have that licensee before the board for various reasons.
Okay. Dr. Brown, any comments?
Dr. Brown, so I see on the packet on page 9 what Dr. Moffitt's referred to, that she actually answered yes as having had past discipline on her license. So open that up, scroll down to midway on page 9. And so I read that, would be interested to see what the board says.
Thank you. I would also. So can we just move to delay this applicant for 2 weeks and see what the board can find out?
Actually, Madam President, members of the board, you can direct staff to get information from the Mississippi State Board regarding the disciplinary action, table this application for the moment, and I will put it back on the agenda when we have the information.
Okay. Well, it sounds like Dr. Brown and I are in agreement. Dr. Cohen, Dr. Carpenter, do you have any objections to us tabling it and revisiting this in 2 weeks?
I do not.
Yeah, this is okay. Dr. Cohen. I don't have an objection. Do we have any issue with timetable if for any reason we don't hear back from the board in a reasonable amount of time? Can we be confident that we'll be able to act on it at the upcoming board meeting either way after an attempt is made to get that information?
Madam President, members of the board, Dr. Cohen, like I said earlier, we're still within our administrative timeframe and the doctor is still within her timeframes for the application. So this would be a substantive request from the board. So I think after May 12th, I would have to really take a look at the timeframes and see the board would either have to make a decision at that time and it could be approve or deny or you know, some other action. But I actually can't tell you at the moment where she is in the application process. I know she's probably about midway as far as timeframes go. So, you know, if the board were to meet in June, if for some reason we didn't get it for the May board meeting, I think we're still okay.
Thank you, Ms. Whalen. And I have no objection.
Okay, thank you. All right, sounds like we're gonna table that till the next meeting then.
Thank you.
Agenda item F, review, discussion, and possible action on pending renewal applications. Number one, Dr. Jerome Benkel. It looks like in Dr. Benkel's application that he had a malpractice suit settled against him. This is another one. We got the court paperwork, but we never actually saw what the disciplinary action from the state was. So I felt like that was just lacking a little bit.
Madam President, members of the board, Dr. Benkel is a current licensee in Arizona. This is just a renewal application. He disclosed it, so I don't have delegated authority to renew the license. So in this particular case, what the board wants to consider is whether they want to allow the renewal as is, like I normally would process it, or do they want to open a complaint against Dr. Benkel or not renew the license?
Okay. Well, it seems clear to me we should renew his license. Any other comments from board members?
I agree.
Go ahead. Okay. Dr. Cohen?
I agree.
Dr. Brown?
I agree.
Would anyone like to make a motion to approve Dr. Benkel's renewal application?
This is Dr. Cohen. I move that we approve the renewal application of Dr. Benkel.
Great. Is there a second?
This is Dr. Brown. Dr. Carpenter.
Thank you. So we have a motion and a second to approve Dr. Benkel's renewal application. Any further discussion? Okay, we'll vote. Dr. Brown, how do you vote?
Aye.
Dr. Carpenter?
Aye.
Dr. Cohen?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Motion passes 4-0. Agenda item G, review, discussion, and possible action on application for volunteer health services under ARS 32-3217. Number one, Dr. Gail Daniels. So it appears from Dr. Daniels' volunteer application that she meets all the requirements for a volunteer license in the state of Arizona.
Madam President, members of the board, staff agrees, and we also submitted the license verification from the state of Texas who has an equal or higher scope to Arizona. Okay. And she is at the high school.
Lovely. I did see that too. Any comments from board members? Okay. Would anyone like to make a motion to accept Dr. Daniels' volunteer application?
This is Dr. Brown. Carpenter. I'll make a motion to accept Dr. Daniels' volunteer application.
Great. Is there a second?
Dr. Brown, a second.
Thank you. So we've had a motion and a second to accept Dr. Daniels' volunteer application. Any further discussion? Okay, so we'll vote. Dr. Brown, how do you vote?
Aye.
Dr. Carpenter?
Aye.
Dr. Cohen?
Aye.
I also vote aye. That motion passes 4-0. Agenda item H, review, discussion, and possible action on pending license applications awaiting fingerprint reports, request for board approval pursuant to ARS 32-1730. So applicants number one through number nine, any concern among the board members approving their applications awaiting fingerprint reports?
Madam President, members of the board, if I may, I just wanted to let the board know that these are applicants who are only waiting for fingerprint reports, or they are waiting for fingerprint reports and they're taking the jurisprudence exam in the next 2 weeks. FBI and DPS are just killing us with their timeframes. The staff really does appreciate the board's approval of these applicants.
Okay, and they have to pass the jurisprudence exam. If they don't, then it doesn't matter.
Right.
Okay.
Most of them have taken it. I think two on here that I can see that are waiting for the exam.
Okay. Any comments from board members?
I have no objection.
Okay. Would someone like to make a motion to accept applicants number 1 through 9, awaiting their fingerprint reports and jurisprudence exam in a few instances?
Yeah, this is Dr. Cohen. What you said. I move that we approve applicants 1 through 9 for licensure awaiting the fingerprint and passage where applicable to the jurisprudence exam.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
This is Dr. Carpenter. I will second that.
Okay. So we've had a motion and a second to approve applicants 1 through 9. For licensure application awaiting their fingerprint reports and a few jurisprudence exam. Any further discussion? Okay, we'll vote. Dr. Brown, how do you vote?
Aye.
Dr. Carpenter?
Aye.
Dr. Cohen?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Motion passes 4-0. Agenda item I, review, discussion, and possible action on approval of testing center for proctoring of jurisprudence exam pursuant to AAC R4-21-203C, number 1, Harrison County Library System, Mississippi Gulf Coast locations in Mississippi. Any concern among the board members of approving this testing center for the jurisprudence exam?
This is Dr. Carpenter. I have no concerns.
Anyone want to make a motion to approve the Harrison County Library System, Mississippi Gulf Coast locations in Mississippi for a jurisprudence exam location?
This is Dr. Carpenter. I will make a motion to approve the testing center location for the Harrison County Library System in Mississippi Gulf Coast.
It's a mouthful, that one. Is there a second?
It's Dr. Cohen, I'll second that.
Okay, any further discussion? All right, we've had a motion and a second to approve Harrison County Library System in Mississippi Gulf Coast locations, Mississippi for testing center for proctoring of jurisprudence exam. Dr. Brown, how do you vote?
Aye.
Dr. Carpenter?
Aye.
Dr. Cohen?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Motion passes 4-0. Agenda item J, review, discussion, and possible action regarding telehealth registration fee. Number 1, web-based application form. This was meant to establish a fee. Per Margaret, we're going to table this discussion to the May 12th meeting.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the board. I apologize. I thought I was still within the time frame to put the fee on the application as is, but that window has closed, as Ms. Baskin reminded me. And so we actually need to establish the fee and rule. So I'll be asking the board, I'm going to have to agendize a little bit differently. So I'll be asking the board to consider the fee and also to direct staff to create a rule for the fee and the timeframes.
All right. Agenda item K, executive director's report, future agenda items.
Thank you, Madam President. Does anybody have any future agenda items at this time? Okay. And our future board meeting date, I just wanted to remind the board, I'm sure you all know, it sounds like May 12th is our regularly scheduled meeting. So it will be Friday, May 12th, virtually on Zoom at 8 a.m. That concludes my report, Madam President.
Okay, thank you. Agenda item L, call to the public. Any members of the public that would like to address the board? Okay, I hear none. Agenda item M, motion to adjourn. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Dr. Browns, I move we adjourn.
Okay. Is there a second?
Dr. I will second it.
Thank you. So we've had a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. Any further discussion? Okay, let's vote. Dr. Brown?
Aye.
Dr. Carpenter?
Aye.
Dr. Cohen?
Aye.
I also vote aye. Motion passes 4-0. So this meeting of the Arizona State Board of Optometry is adjourned at 5:57.
Well done.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you in a few weeks.